Welcome to Straight Talk on Health. I'm your host, Dr. Chet Solasko. Straight Talk on Health is a joint production together with WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I examine the practical applications of health information, nutrition, exercise, diets, supplementation. I look at the science behind them and let you know whether it's something to consider or not. You can check out other things that I do on my website, drchet.com, and please sign up for my free emails. I currently don't have much of a presence in social media. It's not that I don't have a lot of friends on some of my accounts. I do. But some of the things that people post do not seem to be accurate, and I can't help but throw in my opinion, especially when it's related to health. It becomes a never-ending argument, and I'd rather try to discover something significant than check the research about what people say or people repost and then try to defend my questioning their non-existent authority. Also, I don't suffer fools very well. I don't need the aggravation. But this one, I can't let go. I see it stated several ways, but essentially it says that the pharmaceutical companies are not interested in curing disease. They just want to keep you sick so they can continue selling you medications. This is the basis for many conspiracy theories related to health. Let me let you in on a little secret. Medications, as we know them today, do not cure diseases, with a couple of exceptions. They treat symptoms of disease, and that's it. But let me explain. There are two medications that are very common that actually do cure diseases. Antibiotics can attack bacteria and destroy them or destroy their ability to replicate. Antifungals attack fungi and do the same thing. But other than that, no matter what the disease or the condition is, they either focus on alleviating symptoms or interfering with the condition's ability to worsen. But no medications to this point cure diseases. And by curing diseases, I mean they eradicate or repair the damage that's actually causing the disease. Perhaps giving you a few examples will give you some perspective. Let's say you have a headache. You may decide to take a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory like aspirin or ibuprofen, or you may take a pain reliever like acetaminophen. They may alleviate the symptom of the headache, but they do not cure the cause of the headache, whatever that may be. Some people may be photosensitive, and if they're exposed to too much sunlight, they get a headache. Stress is also a cause of headaches, often referred to as tension headaches. The causes may vary, but medication alleviates the symptoms until the hormone levels or the blood vessels return to their normal state. Type 2 diabetes has several medications that are used, including metformin, insulin, and the latest medication, semaglutide, or its other derivatives. All of those can impact blood sugar levels in various ways, but they do not cure type 2 diabetes. They may impact the pancreas or the liver, but they don't repair either organ. All they can do is to help the body process sugar better, and that's it. Stop taking the medication and blood sugars will rise. So will body weight unless lifestyles are changed. How about something like an autoimmune disease? There are many pharmaceuticals that have been developed that work on the result of the autoimmune disease, whether it's rheumatoid arthritis or lupus, whatever, and try to alleviate some of the symptoms. But they do not actually cure the autoimmune disease. Cancer? Well, surgery can remove tumors. So from that perspective, depending on the degree of the cancer, that could be a cure. Radiation may also be used to help eradicate the cancer. That could also be considered a cure. But neither of those are medications. Now, there are many forms of chemotherapy that try to eradicate the cancer. But they also destroy other fast-growing cells as well. Now, I am not suggesting to avoid chemo. There are a lot of people alive today because of chemotherapy, as horrendous as it can be, but with some recent exceptions, they are not specific to the actual cause. But unless the cancer is found very early, most of the time the medications are just trying to extend life until the next thing comes along. I could go on. Hyperthyroidism, hypothyroidism, hypertension, congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation, high cholesterol. All medications can do is treat the symptoms. They don't cure the condition or the disease. And we know that lowering blood sugar, raising thyroid levels if they're too low, and lowering cholesterol if it's too high, reduces the risk of a more severe set of symptoms as those conditions continue to progress. And those symptoms will continue until an actual cure is found. In some cases, degenerative disease like type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and cholesterol may be impacted with a change in lifestyle. But not all diseases or conditions fall into that category of lifestyle disease. So while I'm not a particular fan of the pharmaceutical industry, many people have better lives because they exist. Not perfect lives, and not the lives they would have chosen, but they are alive, and as long as they are, there is hope for finding actual cures in the future. And when you know it, as I reviewed my health news feed while writing this script, a new study was released by a pharmaceutical company that may just actually attack and repair the cause of one condition at the source, the genes. The company developed a base editor and a guide RNA that targets the specific gene that increases LDL, or the lousy cholesterol. The guide RNA is carried inside a lipid nanoparticle to the target gene, and it is one and done. One infusion, gene repaired, cholesterol levels decreased by as much as 68%. No more medication. But this was a phase one trial, and there are many more steps to go. It's going to take some time. As for now, it's either change your lifestyle to see if that works, or take a medication that can help you now. Medications may not cure disease, but they are where we are at this point while research grinds on to find real cures for the conditions that afflict us. How about a personal update? I've focused on gaining strength since I began this quest to get to a normal body weight. My weight still fluctuates a couple of pounds up or down, but that hasn't been the focus of my efforts. I'm still eating the berries and the cruciferous every day, just haven't focused on volume yet. Why strength? I think that some of the balance issues I've had is related to the loss of strength, at least in part. The inner ear changes over time, so that could be an issue. But I appear to have little grip strength or upper body strength compared to what I used to be able to do. My legs are also not as strong as they once were. I hit the weights and began by doing a weight I could do for 12 to 15 reps. I began with arms, chest, and back, and then added legs to my routine. I did that to get the muscles prepared to lift heavy again. I also focused on the eccentric phase of lifting. That's when you return the weight to the starting position, for the most part. The eccentric phase is where you damage the muscle so it can grow back stronger. Then I began lifting heavy, at least as heavy as I could handle. 3 sets of 6 to 8 repetitions with 1 minute rest between, after taking at least 2 seconds to return the weight to starting position. It's working, especially for my lower body. Now that the weather finally appears to have turned here in Grand Rapids, I'm walking more. I can tell I have more bounce in my step, if you please. I still have a long way to go, especially in my shoulder and my chest. When I tried to do a pure bench press, I couldn't even lift 40 pounds. I've used a machine that allows you to adjust the starting level, so if I can start with a weight that's really about 2 inches above my chest, I can handle 55 pounds for 8 reps. There's something wrong with the anterior deltoid that really impedes my progress, maybe related to the torn bicep muscle I have, or maybe something new. I'll get it checked out, but for now, while I'm starting weaker than I feel I've ever been, I'm stronger than I used to be. But how about you? How are you doing? Let me know. But that's it for this episode. If you like this podcast, please hit the like button and tell your friends and colleagues about it. Until next time, this is Dr. Chet Zelasko saying, health is a choice. Choose wisely today and every day.